Go big or go home. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 217 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's go. Let's go. That's it. Let's go. Get it started. Come on, let's get it started. Of course, I welcome you again. Welcome to this episode, and continuing with our self-leadership series. The topic for this episode is self-leadership when it comes to going big, and we hear it all the time. If you want to make a splash or an impact, then you need to go big or go home. There is some truth to going big or going home. I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, it's, you either go one way or you go the other. The impact you want to make in anything you do depends on just how big you want to go. See, let's use Pizza Hut. An international pizza chain introduces a new pizza, so they spend thousands, if not millions, of dollars to promote that new pizza on television, radio, online, maybe even some billboards. It's an instant hit. That's it. It got made contact. Eyes were on that promotion. Then there are those small organizations that have a solid fan base, and that all they have to do is just tease a new product, and boom, another instant hit. However, when it comes to you, determining how big you want to go depends on what kind of an impact you have, or how much you can afford. It is, yeah, it's a sharp double-edged sword. It's like, well, we're just starting out. We don't have a big budget, or we don't have a big following. But guess what? You got to do something, right? You need to do something. You have to do something. But, you know, when it comes to going big comes at a price. And however, not just in a new product launch, a new product development and marketing, but even in just being a leader, it comes at a price. And as a current or future leader, your followers are not looking for a flash in the pan. Please know that. They like the flash in the pan. Don't get me wrong. They like it, but it only lasts for so long. What they're looking for is someone who can take them to a bigger and better place. Someone who can say, you know what, follow me. We're going to make awesome things happen. We're going to be fantastic. We're going to drive this organization to the next level and beyond. See, going big means you are ready to do what it takes to deliver on going big. It means you're ready to do what it takes. Going big might just be the catalyst to take you to the next level as someone that wants to be a leader, someone that's looking to lead others, someone that wants to get out from underneath and step up and say, hey, I've got great ideas. I've got imagination. I've got initiative. I'm innovative. Let's make something happen. So you have to be ready, though. You have to be ready not just for it happening, but you also have to be ready for the fallout of going big, no matter what it is, really, the fallout. It can be good or bad, yes, but you have to be ready for it. And if you're not ready for the fallout, then you're not ready. And I understand. Now, this is easy to just say than versus do. Well, I am ready. Yeah, that's easy to say, but are you truly ready? If you've never experienced fallout from going big, then are you truly ready? You don't know, because it can be positive, and that's what everybody hopes for. That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody aspires to. So we're going to go big, and it's going to be fantastic, and we're going to get launched up there, and no one's going to get left behind. We're going places. However, there's a negative side too. And if it doesn't happen, if the going big did not take you that far, are you prepared to deal with that? Are you prepared for your followers to say, hey, I thought you promised us this. What are you doing there? Well, again, you get back up on that horse again, right? You know, just because you stumble, just because you fall, does not mean you don't get back up. It means you do get back up and you try again. So just remember that no matter what, your followers want you to take them to a higher, farther place than they are now, because that's who they see as a leader, and they see you as being able to take them. And if you don't deliver, well, it's all is not lost, because you can get back up there and try again. But just remember, they're only going to follow you for so long, for so far. Now, when should you be going big? Well, word of advice, and others will say, no, you always want to go big. Always, always go big. Go huge. Not always. under certain conditions and certain circumstances, you can go big. And in others, you're just going to have to wait it out. You know, because, let's just say you're going to launch a music festival down in South Beach, Miami, Florida, and a hurricane pops up that same weekend. What are you going to do? You can't have your festival. So, yeah, you're going big. You just postpone it. That's right. So choose your time wisely to go big. And then when you're ready, then launch. Then launch. Then make it happen. Go big. Go huge. But, you cannot constantly go big. Pretty soon you're going to find yourself so far up that you'll be all alone because you've gone so far up and higher and further that you're going to be alone because most cases people are not ready to follow you from one big thing to the next big thing. And if every big thing is a next weekend is the next big thing, like it's not going to work. They're likely just to burn out. They will likely just burn out from trying to keep up with you, keep up to your pace. So make sure they have time and you give them time to regroup, readjust, get used to what's going on, and then bang, the next big thing. But choose your time wisely. Be open-minded and understanding that sometimes it's not going to work for everybody. It'll work for you, but not everybody you want to bring along. So when you're ready to launch, be prepared to lose some people along the way. See, all along, they're going to follow you. And as long as you see how others are doing as they follow you, then you're going to be prepared for the next big thing because now you're taking them into consideration. And as a leader, you should always take those that follow you into consideration. And if you're not ready, then don't force yourself. Also, do not force yourself. Don't put yourself down. Don't be hard on yourself if you're not ready. You can only be ready because if you're not ready and you launch big, then all you're going to be able to give it is not 100%. You can give it less than 90%. And what are you going to get? Exactly less than 100% because you didn't give it your all. You have to be ready. You also have to be ready. And in doing so, when it comes to going big, you have to know yourself first. Know your limitations, and then others will follow. And here we are. We're at the end of this episode. And if you have any questions, comments, leave me a message. Leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060 or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra. That's the @ DaveGuerra. And folks, you've been listening to The Walking Leader with me, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader. Come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our walking leader journey to becoming better followers and leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.